kitchen fair, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. I hope you have your beverage of choice. I hope you've got your mind ready to think. Tonight I'm going to be discussing the deadly parallel. You could even make it plural, the deadly parallels. This relates to what I will be exposing and explaining about Mike Hoggard in a soon-to-be show. Be sure to stay tuned. You'll be titillated, to say the least. The deadly parallel came from Robert Edward Edmondson's book. And I thought it was such a great idea. I mean, I'm not taking anything but that little title because it relates to so many things. It relates to Christianity and the fact that it amazes me the delusion that is on man that has been put there by the Father himself. It wasn't even done by the devil. There are men, many Christians, there's real Christianity that has always been since Christ. And then there's the Jewish version of Christianity, where there's a mixing of two priesthoods, which is, of course, as you know, an abomination to the Father. Even in the scriptures, he was vehemently against it when the priest of Baal mixed with the priest of Israel, and many things in this way. There have been many cases. The Father does not stand for any of that. Doesn't like mixing. Mixing of men, mixing of animals, mixing of seeds, mixing of any of that stuff. He wants to keep his creations pure, and he has the right to do so. He created us. He created these things. And the devil wishes to make all these pure things impure. And he's got a lot of help from his children, the Jews. And when he has a white man like William Schneblin, they're twice the child of hell. Because there's nothing more dangerous than one of Yahweh's offspring becoming a devil. What this deadly parallel is there's real Christianity, and then there's several forms of fake Christianity, whether it's Jehovah Witness. You know the list of them. But Judeo-Christianity is the most deadly parallel. For it mixes the priests of light and the priests of darkness together to make it all dark. This is one of the cases where the darkness wins over the light. It very rarely ever could happen, because when light appears, the darkness runs and hides. This Jewish version of Christianity, which was foretold about by General Cornwallis in a book that we can't seem to find anymore. It was there. It's in the Congressional Record. Eustace Mullins had it. And McCarthy had it. But it's disappeared. It's called the Legions of the Devil. The Legions of Satan, excuse me. By Jonathan Williams. And it's from 1791. I'm pretty sure it's around that area. Been looking for this book for years. Because if Cornwallis had known that, and of course, when you know the patterns of the enemy, you would be able to predict something like that. You wouldn't need any magic or anything. Once you know the patterns of the Jews, you can tell what's coming. But it's amazing that these so-called men of God study the Bible for years and years and years and years, and never, ever do they come to the knowledge of the truth. They're ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Isn't that interesting that you could be seeking and think you're on the track, and you are already under the delusion, you know, because, for instance, Hoggard himself admitted that he was playing around with Wicca, which is witchcraft. He was interested in it. He dabbled in it. And then when he turned to Christianity, he turned to the Jewish version of Christianity. So the spell that was put on him remains. He's not the only case where this happens. What's interesting is, how can a man study the Bible for as long as this fellow has, and another fellow was out there and he says, oh, I've read the New Testament 300 times. Excuse me, I don't use those words. I meant the Testament. The whole set of scriptures, he's read it 300 times. And he says he reads the scriptures 8 hours a day. And when I viewed this fellow, I said to myself, there isn't an ounce of love in this fellow at all. And I don't mean to judge him. He's trying to do his due diligence. But he was a very religious spirit. A religious spirit. See, there's a point where you can know too much and know that you know too much, and it can damage you and others around you. It's a very interesting conundrum. There are those of us, the Father happened to pluck me out of the Jewish version of Christianity. Of course, I plucked myself out of it as well when the fellow, I had told you this, he told me that God is both male and female, etc., etc. And I noticed that there was something very wrong. I had backslidden for several years because I didn't give up on the Father. I just kind of gave up on the idea of the Christian church, so to speak. I had gone to other churches and seen some things that were just, I knew that this was wrong. And so I stopped looking to go to church, and I backslid for a while. And when I would try to read the Bible, the scriptures, I would feel like I was under bondage. And so I couldn't really read it like I used to and like I do now, because there was this intense feeling of bondage. When I know what I know now, it's because I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know anything about who the Jews were. I didn't know anything about the two seed line message, and that I was in a war with these Jews. And so I thought I was this dog outside the, you know, when the kingdom comes, there's going to be people that are going to be on the inside, and there's going to be the second class citizens outside. They won't be allowed in. And I wondered why I was a second class citizen. And the Father answered me, and he told me, "You're not a second class citizen. You've been tricked." And so that bondage fell away. The contradictions of the scriptures that I had seen magically, well, I shouldn't say the word magically, but you know what I mean, instantly disappeared. Things that were inexplicable before became quite explainable. And so that would cause your faith to grow, and to grow exponentially. Because the Word came alive, the book all made sense, the One Testament. You see, this One Testament thing is very important. I'll explain it very quickly, real quickly again. Is that we've been brainwashed to think there's an Old Testament. It was divided. We know who divides everything. The Jews divide everything. They divided the scriptures for their purposes, so that they could play their hoaxes and fables upon us. They claim that the Old Testament is their history, and that the New Testament is the Christians' history. And that the Apocrypha, we just pretend that doesn't exist at all, because that is what fills in all the spaces that are missing. So I realized that this was a ploy of the Jews. See, because none of it is their scripture. The Torah is the Israelites' scripture, not the Israelis or the so-called Jews. It's not theirs at all. Not their property. It's not their history. It's nothing to do with them in that sense. They are involved in Adamic history because Cain is involved in Adamic history and all of his progeny. But they are not, this is not scripture that is theirs. This is the history of the Adamic race. This is his story, Adam. Not Jew. Adam wasn't a Jew. I mean, literally, there's no proof that Moses was a Jew, that Abraham was, none of them were Jews. Zero. And so this breaking up of the Testament was a clever act by the Jews, and it's used as a weapon against us. Therefore, I must undo what has been done. It is my responsibility once I know, and I've told the brethren about it, and now it's their responsibility to undo it and stop using the terms Old Testament and New Testament. Now, even I, of course, I hate to say even I, but I, of course, also use the term once in a while and have to correct my own self. It's going to take time, just like it took time for me to get rid of Lord. I never really adhered to that term in the first place. I don't think in my whole life I ever really thought of calling him Lord, really. I suppose I did here and there because of what I had been taught. But it never was a big thing for me to use that term. Father was more applicable to me. And so these men, the parallel, the dangerous parallel, is that what it's called? Let me make sure. The deadly parallel, excuse me. I knew I had to correct that. These deadly parallels are vicious. You know, if you've watched the old shows in the 60s and 50s, like Lost in Space, for instance, or Star Trek, they would always have this parallel universe where there was an evil Spock and an evil Captain Kirk that was out to gouge his way to the top and all these kinds of things. And it was an amazing thing. That is exactly what this parallel is. Remember the evil Kirk and the evil Spock? And he was trying to, you know, beat up somebody to get up higher in the echelon, so to speak. Well, there's a serious deadly parallel to many things. In Freemasonry, we see that you have the so-called Illuminati, which was done by Adam Weishaupt, a Jew who converted to the Babylonian Catholic religion and was put out by Rothschild to create this Illuminati, which was to penetrate and be the invisible hand of Freemasonry. See, the deadly parallel is in every facet. You have the government that you see, but it's not being run by them. That's the play for the people. The hidden hand, it's called often, which, of course, the democracy is the play. The central bank is the control mechanism. And the religion is the ultimate deception and destroys the people because the god of those religions, including the Catholic Babylonian mixed priesthood, which is mixed priesthood from Babylon and from Christianity, or from paganism, which is Babylon and Christianity. Now it also has the Freemasons mixed into it and Jews mixed into it. This is why there's so many pedophiles involved in the Babylonian Catholic institution. It is an abomination to the Father. It's not only two priesthoods, really. That's the way I had thought of it, but they've mixed the Masonic priesthood in and the rabbinic priesthood into it because it all stems from Mother Babylon. And when you look at the Catholic Mass, one thing I have learned from these evil fools is there's only one difference between the Catholic Mass and the Satanic Mass. It's very, very much the same ritual. So it's a deadly parallel to the real Christianity. In Freemasonry, men think they're joining an honorable institute, but there's a deadly parallel run by the Jew. They like to call it the Illuminati. And no, they haven't given up any religions. They're very religious. The parallel, this Judeo-Christianity, it tells you in the scriptures that these people would kill you thinking they were doing the work of God. This is how wild this deception is. See, this is all part of the test I talked about. Remember, I talked about the test that this life is to replace the angels of heaven that rebelled with Lucifer. Only this time the Father would replace these people, these angels, with his own seed line. All that you're going through, all these things are created for a reason. People would like to accuse the Father because he said, it talks about how he even created evil. Evil has a purpose in this test, ladies and gentlemen. Evil is a deadly parallel to good. And it puts us within a conundrum. The parallel to the Adamic race, there are several because the other races are used as a weapon against us by the deadly parallel, the most subtle beast of the field, the offspring of the devil himself, the Jews. But it all comes down to the fact that not in this test, you have time, certain amount of time in your life. You're not guaranteed 80 years of life or 90 or 100 years of life or anything. You're not guaranteed anything. Yet you may think you are. You may think, well, the Father in heaven owes me 80 years or something. Well, I'm sorry to inform you, there's no proof to anything like that. He talked about shortening man's life to 120 years. But you can't blame him because of tobacco, drugs, chemtrails, medications that shorten your life, stress that is put on you by the devil and his children that shorten your time. Notice how their time seems to be longer. They don't have the stress you have in the sense of having to produce money to live. They do know where they're going, and they do know that this is the only life they have, so their mindset is different than your mindset. I don't know if I should use that term, but you see, they know there is no eternal life for them. So not only does it anger them, but they know that it doesn't matter if they do a little evil or a whole lot of evil. The result will still be the same. So therefore, that's why that money is their God. They don't care if they try to accumulate money through theft. They don't care if they lie. They don't care. They don't have any responsibility to the Ten Commandments or any of the other laws and statutes of Yahweh. It's not applicable to them. Because there's no point. And the only way they can win against us is if they can get us to disobey the Father, which weakens us heavily. And they don't play fair in this war. They know they're at war. You don't know that you're at war with them, many of you. Especially these men that study the scriptures like Hoggard. I believe he's a Freemason, and I believe he does know. But let's leave it as that's allegations. However, the evidence is there. You see, he was also a Baptist, I believe, I heard him say. And Baptists are laden down with Freemasonry. The Baptist sect of Christianity. Now, you've got Schnebelin and all these other people going into all denominations. So, they're all being penetrated by Freemasonry, for sure. Guaranteed. That is one of the goals of Freemasonry and the hidden hand behind it known as the Illuminati, which are the Jews. that's it, period. Oh, yes, there is a white man somewhere in the Illuminati. Yes, there is. Yes, there are people like William Schnebelin. He's not alone. And so these parallels, this Judeo-Christianity, which is an abomination to the Father, he does not wish to be called a Jew, and not whether he's in heaven or if he's in the flesh. He doesn't want anyone calling him a Jew. He's not a Jew. But this Jewish Jesus is much different than the Father, and much different than the Father in the flesh. Because the Father in the flesh is vehemently against the Jewish Pharisees and against the Talmud, the laws of men that he talks about, that they've created in Babylon and since. And he tells them, if you've never heard my special teaching on John chapter 8, it will prove to you that Jesus was not a Jew right out of the scripture. And it'll prove to you that the Jews do not have the same Father as we do, and Jesus does. I mean, Jesus is the Father, but he makes it very plain. All you need to do is hear that teaching that the Father gave me, a special teaching on John chapter 8. And you will know that Jesus is not a Jew. And you will know that the Jews are not of God, and that the Jews, their father is the devil. And it will be proven to you in that teaching by more than just John 8:44, where he says, "Ye are of your father the devil." There's much more that will prove it. As a matter of fact, I had taught on it before. I believe that the teaching comes from my Saxon's Creed show called The Devil's in the Details. And literally, the devil is in the details. It's a special, special teaching that the Father gave me. So this deadly parallel, these supposed God's chosen people, when we are God's chosen people, the Adamic race, you see the parallel, it's deadly. They're killing us left and right. They're destroying us in many ways. The deadly parallel who pretends through their fables that they are God's chosen people and that they are claim our scriptures is theirs, etc., etc. That's the deadly parallel as well. This is going on in so many ways, it's not funny. Communism would be the deadly parallel to Christianity, and so would the Church of Satan. They were created as exact opposites. Capitalism is also the enemy of Christianity in reality. Because both capitalism and communism are creations of the Jews. See, it's not money, though. You see, we must make money to live, but we should have been farmers, you see. Because I talked about all the protections of the farm. But It's not money that's evil. I keep hearing people say, money is evil. No, the love of money is evil. Money is necessary, unfortunately, in this world that we live in, even though we don't want to live in that part of the world. But we don't love money. You can't love, you shouldn't be loving money. Money doesn't even stay in your hands for very long. Did you notice that? Did you notice that you get paid? I mean, I lived like that for years and years and years. I got paid. The money was in my possession for very little time and went right out of my possession. It just passes through you. So there's no point in loving it. And it's not real. It's created out of thin air. And the prince of the power of the air is the one who taught his children to create money out of thin air, which is evil. And it's false weights and measures, which is an abomination to the Heavenly Father. He hates false weights and measures. See, gold is a measure of real money. Silver is a measure of real money. This other stuff is worthless. It's actually debt notes. What trickery has been played upon Adam and the rest of the so-called races. It's a trick that the Jews win on and we all lose in this game. See, because they stick together, they all buy wholesale off each other, and they don't charge each other usury because they pretend they're us. That's what we've been told not to do. And the Muslims don't charge usury. We're the only idiots that allow it. We helped craft our own destruction. We pay for every link of the chain of our slavery while we falsely believe we're free, which is another false weights and measures. You're not free. For instance, if I had freedom of speech, would my channel, that was an excellent channel, that was reaching all kinds of people, would it have been kicked off of YouTube? How come Professor Lai does not get kicked off of YouTube? How come Mike Hoggard is not kicked off of YouTube? I mean, after all, the Jews hate Christianity. Well, I'll tell you why. Because those kinds of people are put there to waste your time. And the last thing they're going to do is take them off of YouTube. The devil wants to waste your time. This is something that the Father gave me a couple of nights ago. See, it's all part of this deadly parallel. You may listen to certain people like myself, that you want to get the truth from, and you do. But there are many people out there that you'll listen to that will waste your time. You will not get any truth out of them. You could listen to an hour of them and derive very little out of that in that hour's time. You might derive a little something, but all that's happening is you've just wasted an hour of your time. Why I say that is, if you opened up, say, the scriptures, or you opened up Robert Edward Edmondson's book and read 5 to 10 pages, you would have gained so much more in truth in the same hour. Let's just say you could read 10 pages in an hour's time. Well, you would have been better off doing that than listening to an hour of somebody that the devil has put forth to waste your time. You must be selective. You must be objective, collective. You must be astute. You must be awake. You want to make sure that if you're going to spend an hour of your time, that you're going to spend it right. Now, it's your life. If you want to waste your time listening to people that are lying to you and that are spoon-feeding you and that are giving you very shallow views of what's really going on and lying to you by not telling you the whole truth, that's your choice. Totally your choice. But that's the deadly parallel. And the devil wants to waste your time. That's, you see, the Father told me that personally myself. I don't mean I heard a voice saying, "David, the devil wants to waste your time." No, I was thinking. And the thought came across my mind and I said, "Yes, Father. Yes. Believe me, if you're somebody that wants to seek for the truth and you want to know what the truth is, better make sure that there's not much time for most of us. I don't have enough time to read, so you need to be very aware of what you're listening to, and that if it's just a waste of your time. I mean, if you're just looking for infotainment and entertainment, I'm not here really to entertain you. It may be somewhat entertaining, but I'm here to help you, to lead you to the Father, to encourage you to clean up your life even further for the sake of the kingdom, etc., etc., as I do with my own. There's been victories of recent times for me, and I'm cleaner and cleaner and cleaner and cleaner, and I'm going to stay that way. Because it's important for us to do that for one another. It's important for us to do that for the kingdom. It's important for us to do that for ourselves, for our health, for whatever it may be. For our ability to walk upright and know our authority in Jesus Christ. And yes, I'll still call him Yeshua too. And I'm still going to call Yahweh, Yahweh. The deadly parallel is that when you listen, if you were to listen to this character tell you that using the name Yahweh is witchcraft, and he's giving you so-called proof, which is very shallow and very broad-stroked, if you weren't on a firm foundation with the Father, you may be blown about like every wind that comes about. You may be like clouds without water, like foam upon the sea, moved about by every wind that comes along, because you're not on firm foundation. The bottom may fall out below you, and you may fall in the quicksand, because you're not on the foundation of the rock of Jesus Christ. You see, this wind came about and it blew this fellow. Obviously, this fellow is not of us. I don't believe he's of our race either. And he was trying to infiltrate us through the Department of Defense. Well, he failed. Just like all the ABC entities of our government are failures. Abject failures. And now that he's failed on that, he's being blown by the wind to the next thing. And when that fails, and it will, he'll be blown to the next thing. And he'd like to take you along with him. Because the devil wants to waste your time. It's just that simple. Kind of sounds like a Pastor Steve sermon, his wake-up call, right? Where he uses the same thing over. But that really is what it is. The devil wants to waste your time. I promise you this. When you talk about false weights and measures, measure an hour of my time against an hour of another's time and find out what you've learned in my hour of time and what you've learned in their hour of time and make your own decisions. If you feel that you're not learning anything by listening to my shows, you really shouldn't waste your time. You notice those fellows haven't been kicked off YouTube, right? This speaks volumes. He can expose all kinds of Satan this and Satan that, which is what Hoggard does. The other fellow can talk about aliens and everything else. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. We can talk about the real truth and what's going on in the world. See, there's a picture, and then there's the biggest picture of all. We're telling you the biggest picture. Like I said, Alex Jones will tell you about the New World Order, the New World Order. But he doesn't tell you that it's the New World Order for the Jews. He doesn't tell you that the New World Order is the one world government is democracy, and the one world money system is the central bank, and that the one world religion is the Pope bringing all religions under the same headship with Lucifer as their God. I told you this. You see, that's the big picture. And the Jew, this is the New World Order for the Jews. Democracy is for the Jews. The control mechanism is run by and for the Jews to control each nation. And now the Catholic Babylonian Institute is run by Jews. This Pope is a Jew. The one before him was a Jew. These priest baby touchers and boy touchers, many of them are Jews in Catholic guise. When a Jew doesn't want to be known as a Jew, it will most likely, except for Harry Reid, it'll most likely be under the Catholic cover. Saul Alinsky taught the Catholic priests that were just graduating in Chicago. They would come to see him. Ladies and gentlemen, see, one thing that the Father gave me for a gift was the ability to concentrate and the ability to bullet point these things so that we can connect them together. I have many purposes why the Father wishes me to teach you, but one of them is to teach you the patterns of this enemy. And along the way, we may have a few laughs, which is okay, as long as we're laughing at appropriate things. This devil wasted many hours of my life already. I think you could attest to the same thing. So it's a question of claiming back some things so that you can use those hours more wisely. Why did the Father give that to me? See, whatever I'm given, I give to you freely. It was given to me freely, I give it to you freely. Because I love you and I want the best for you. And when I love you and want the best for you, that's because the Father loves you and wants the best for you. I'm not giving you any con job or anything like that. I'm telling you the truth. Somebody's got to care for you. Somebody's got to care and try to help us get together and love each other again and stick together. Somebody's got to do it. As Isaiah said, here am I. I will go. I'm doing the best I can. And I hope that my best, which is fortified by the Father and mostly given by the Father, it's all His glory. I hope my best is enough to make you want to be your best. In a world full of sin and lies, one must rise to the occasion and say, that's it. I'm not going to be part of that. I don't wish to be part of it. It's what's ruining my life. It's what's ruining the world. It's what's ruining souls. And therefore, I, meaning you and others, and myself, must rise to the occasion. It's my duty. And my duty is not too hard on me. My duty is pretty much a joy as well. You may feel I'm a little harsh on you. But how do you know I'm talking to you when I'm saying those things? Maybe the only reason you're feeling that is because the shoe fits. Or maybe you become so sensitive that every little thing you think is about you when it's not. It can be many things. I'm not trying to create confusion here. Do you understand? I'm trying to create clarity here. That's another of my purposes. I say in my Skype, today we see, tomorrow we see more clearly, or tomorrow we see clearer. I'm not here to muddy up the waters. I'm here to calm the waters down and to clarify and to clear up the confusion. The devil's people deliberately are put forth in the guise of Christian ministers. These two fellows I'm talking about, one of them's not a Christian minister at all. He's an agent. He's a failure, too. Both of them are failures. Although I will say that Hoggard has had some success in his deceptions and deceiving people and wasting their time. I can assure you I'm not here to waste your time or my time. For I know not how much time I have left here. There is no guarantee for me that I will live 80, 90, 100 years. None. There's no guarantee that I'll live 80 more minutes. Or seconds. So time is a precious, I wouldn't say commodity, but it's better than a commodity. It's more valuable. The devil wastes your time by sending you to these jobs, by teaching you these Marxist ideals, by subliminally brainwashing you with Talmud vision. The devil wasted a lot of my time with television as a child and as an adult as well. See, this is what they got going for them, is that men don't usually wake up when they're 20 years old. They wake up a lot later, after a lot of wasted time. That time would have been precious in the fight, precious in the fray, precious against the enemy, for the youthful man has all the energy required. It's just that he doesn't have the wisdom and knowledge that time takes to be within a man. I will say, though, that I chose things that I thought would be things that would endure through time. If I learned musical instruments or I played tennis, I used to play tennis, and I thought, well, this is something you can do for the rest of your life, and it's good for you, and this and that. And I chose a lot of things right. I did a lot of good things that were right. I have regrets, like any man, but this is the way life is. You know, I am the teacher, but life is also the teacher. The thing is life doesn't usually explain to you these things to you audibly. It does, but it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Solomon was the preacher. I am the teacher. You may think that that's egotistic or whatever. I don't care what you think about that. I told you I got that from a Jethro Tull song. But I like it. The song's called The Teacher. And he says, I am the teacher, or that is what I call myself. You know, and I think that's appropriate. It's apropos. I decided, nobody asked me to be a pastor anyway in CI. And I don't really want to be part of any organization. I'd like to remain independent for many good reasons. Though I agree with CI. There are different sects of it that I don't agree with, but I'm not an exterminationalist. I agree with Yahweh is what it comes down to. And after seeing that anybody can become a pastor just by knowing a couple of scriptures and saying, I don't eat pork, there's no value in it. My friend explained to me, you know, it's funny that some people are being made pastors and they don't know what it even means to be a pastor. They're not pastoring any people. They're not sitting down with people and helping them with their marriages and so on and so forth. They're not doing anything with the sheep at all. So they're really not pastors, yet they've been called pastors. I'm not trying to attack, I'm just trying to clarify. Pastor is a title, and I just don't need the title. I wasn't asked to, nobody, you know, when I went to the feast, nobody said, hey, Dave, we want to make you a pastor in CI. Nobody's offered me that anyway. So obviously the Father does not wish it, and now I do not wish it. Though I will help you and have helped give advice to the sheep. The teacher can do these things. Every show I give you, I am actually giving you the knowledge you need, the ability to think for yourself, the encouragement that is necessary to propel you forth to as a soldier of the kingdom, etc., etc. And this is all the Father's glory. He is doing this through me. It's His glory, it's His righteousness, it's His wisdom, it's His knowledge. These are His ideas. I'm just happy And I know that I'm privileged to be able to speak to you. Because I'm no better than you. I just have a certain set of things that the Father wished to use in this manner. And He will use you in the manner that is right for you. Beware, though, because the devil does want to waste your time. If you're a young man or a young woman, I am your elder. I'm giving you good advice. In the old days, I'm not an old man either, but I'm in the middle. But in the old days, the elders, the older people, had more experience with life, the teacher, and had more experience with the scriptures and with dealing with people in the church, etc., etc., etc. And they were valuable. So you could value what I'm telling you. And I could save you 10 years maybe of the devil wasting your time. And your life would be more effective than mine. Because the devil wasted a lot of my time. It's a miracle that I am where I am and what I'm doing and all these things totally unplanned by me. Had no idea. And you may not know what the Father has planned for you, and you may have no idea that you're going to be doing what you're going to be doing in the near future. But perhaps this little talk will prevent you from losing and prevent you from the devil wasting your precious time and your precious youth. There's no room for ego in this thing because the Father, I told you, we are just reflections of Him. Any light that I'm giving you, it stems from Him. I don't mind that. I love that. I don't mind that the Father gets the glory for it all. I don't mind. I don't need the glory. I don't want to be worshipped. I want the Father to be worshipped. That is our purpose. And so, again, as you see these men fall by the wayside, that you've seen just in the last year fall by the wayside, remember not to follow men. See, when somebody falls like this, I don't become destroyed. My eyes are on the Father. He's not going to fall. He's not going to fail me. That's just good advice, ladies and gentlemen. Good advice. Thank you for spending this hour with me. I hope it was not a waste of your time. And may Yahweh bless you exponentially, and may He give you wisdom and knowledge and purpose. In the mighty name of Yahweh.
The edge of day in ancient fray, I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow on you from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glow works.